It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not bad. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hey, it's been a busy couple of weeks since we've last spoken to you. We see you've just announced Kiwi Build as well, but we're not talking about that this morning. We are talking about measles, unfortunately, social yes. services funds and party donations.
Yeah.
So big things. Let's start with measles. 804 cases of measles in Auckland, and health authorities are warning that we haven't seen the peak of the outbreak yet. Do you think access is a key factor driving our immunisation rates?
Yeah, I do. In terms of the peak, health are able to do modelling over even with the increase we've seen in immunisations in Auckland, which has on last year is significant. With this outbreak, they've modelled where they think that we'll see a peak in cases. As of Monday, they were predicting that would be in about 2 weeks' time before mm-hmm. they anticipate seeing that drop away. They have, of course, because they've declared it an outbreak in Auckland, stepped up quite a lot of activity and things like training additional nurses to go into schools for immunisation, because although we've got a 91% immunisation rate for under twos, we've also got a group between 15 and 29 that we need to target. Mm. So access is an issue. It is free, of course, and it's free from your GP, and kids are free to go to the doctor, but we know still making it as easy as possible, so putting immunisation, as we did on the weekend, into churches and community areas, that centres, that's the way to try and lift those rates.
Absolutely. You've also said you're not a fan of the idea of compulsory vaccination. Do you think education is the key in increasing yes. immunisation?
I do. The Director General of Health, who has a background in this area, talked about the 1990s, where we have had similar issues before in, for instance, anti-vax movements, or what they call vaccination hesitancy, which is a combination of maybe just needing a bit of extra information and to make it as easy as possible. The World Health Organization thinks that roughly, I believe it's the WHO, but internationally there's a view that the anti-vax percentage is you know, relatively low, and that actually if we overcome some of those access issues, we should be able to get up to an immunisation rate that provides what they call herd immunity, which is at about 95%.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about social services funds, which has been in the yeah. news a bit over the last day. So on Monday, social services providers Aotearoa released an independent report that found that the government is underfunding social service charities by an estimated $630 million. How is the government going to bridge this gap, Prime Minister?
That's something that we already identified coming into office. Of course, we observed from opposition some social service agencies hadn't had increases in funding for the entire time we were in opposition. So basically the last time they got funding increases was when we were last in government, the 10 years prior. And so in the last budget, for instance, we put in additional funding, particularly to domestic and family violence services. Oranga Tamariki social service providers got a boost as well of around $25 million. Social service providers got a boost as well. So the question really for us isn't whether or not this is an issue, it's just how much of an issue it is. We know also there's been instability in contracting. So some people that are just consistently contracted by the government mm-hmm. Have instability. They will be running on annual contracts. We've managed to move now over 90% of contracts to two-year contracts, but we're also doing a bit of work with chief executives who cover in the government, who cover these contracts, to try and see what more we can do. So these are legitimate issues. It's just a matter of how quickly we're able to remedy them.
Well, exactly as you said, this isn't a new issue. This has been something that's been around for a long time.
It is.
I'm quite interested in the fact that the funding models we currently have seem to rely on these charities, these social service providers, partially fundraising yeah. in order to fulfil this contracted role by the government. Do you think it's time we update this model?
Yeah, and that's one of the issues that we've been looking at. When we were last in government, we even, for instance, moved to something called Pathway to Partnerships. So that was a way of saying, again, rather than us contracting year on year, and meaning that you have no stability for your staff, for instance, and being able to just mm-hmm. manage your operation just with some basic planning, yeah. we started moving to three-year contracts. The government changed and the approach changed, and so now we're back really trying to look at the systemic issue again. You're right, actually, in a number of areas that would surprise people, and it's not just social services. St. John's Ambulance is part funded, the way that we use budget advisory services. And I think it's because what's happened is that many of these services historically started from within communities. So they weren't government services at all. The community saw a need, they started it, they funded it. And then over time, the government's come in and started contracting them to do things that they would like them to do on top, and then given them partial funding to cover the thing that they're asking for rather than the whole service. And so it is a historic issue, but it is something that we are looking at.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk a little bit about party donations, because that's been a big topic since the last time we spoke to you. The head of the SIS, Rebecca Kitteridge, told MPs that they've seen relationship building and donation activity by state actors and their proxies that concerns us. So why has this agency flagged this as an issue at this time, Prime Minister?
Because after every election, we go through a bit of a review. We look at the last election, we look at how it was conducted, we check that it was in keeping with everyone's expectations. So we're in the process of reviewing the 2017 election. It does take a bit of time. The select committee who does it is very thorough. And so as part of that, they are looking directly at the issue of foreign interference, because we asked them to. The Minister of Justice wrote to the select committee and said, look, while you're doing this review, can you give specific consideration to the issue of foreign interference? It's increasingly an issue that globally you see concern around. So as a result of that, we're seeing these appearances from different agencies to give evidence around their view of the issue. So we're waiting to see what the select committee comes back on, but also thinking about it ourselves. At the moment, for instance, political donations to political parties from overseas are regulated. They're capped at $1,500. But we saw a recent example that was within the law of a donation to the National Party that went through a New Zealand based company, but for which there was only one, my recollection is, for which there was only one director who was overseas based. So within the law, but you know, you might say, well, is that what we intend with the law? So this is why we're looking at this issue.
Do you think we need to relook at those laws, maybe, if there are ways to sort of, I guess, work the loopholes?
Yeah. I think we need to just assess, is this in keeping with what we intend, which is that ultimately that New Zealand elections are, you know, that they're democratic, they're free of influence. We have to acknowledge, though, of course, all our political parties in New Zealand, they run off donations. So overseas, you know, you do have examples of state-funded political parties where, of course, then they take different views on donations. But our system is what it is. We need to put protections in place, though, that even though they're run from donations, that you see them, that we still maintain transparency, that they are predominantly, of course, domestically funded, and that they don't generate expectation of influence after elections.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We will let you get back to the busy work of running the country.
Thanks.
We'll speak to you in a fortnight. Cheers.
Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.